For VOA Learning English, this is Everyday Grammar. Today, we are going to talk about the difference between count and non-count nouns. Most nouns in English can be counted. Think of the noun shirt, as in,
I bought a shirt.
If you have more than one shirt, you just add s to make it plural.
I bought 10 shirts.
But a shirt is part of a larger category, clothing. You can say,
I bought 3 shirts.
But you cannot say,
I bought 3 clothings.
Clothing is a non-count noun. You cannot use a, an, or a number before a non-count noun. Grammatically, a non-count noun is always singular, even if it refers to multiple items, like furniture, luggage, or equipment. A count noun in your native language might be a non-count noun in English. For example, the Spanish translation for homework is a count noun. But homework is a non-count noun in English. It would sound strange to say,
I had 3 homeworks.
You could say,
I had a lot of homework.
You could also say,
I had 3 homework assignments.
In this example, homework is used as an adjective. It describes assignment. You can count assignments, but you cannot count homework. There's no perfect rule to determine if a noun is count or non-count. Fortunately, most non-count nouns fall into a few categories.
Non-count nouns often refer to groups of similar objects. Furniture, for example, is a non-count noun. Furniture is a collection of similar countable items, like chairs, sofas, tables, shelves, beds, and so on. Luggage is also a non-count noun. You can count bags, packages, and backpacks, but you cannot count luggage. Other non-count nouns that refer to groups of similar things include equipment, food, garbage, mail, money, and vocabulary.
Abstract words are non-count. These are words that refer to ideas or qualities instead of physical objects or events. Abstractions are usually things that you cannot see. They only exist in the mind. For example, love, hate, information, news, peace, music, and art. There are tens of thousands of abstract words.
It is logical that particles, things that come in very small pieces, are non-count nouns. It would be difficult to count rice, corn, salt, sugar, and dust. The names of academic fields of study are non-count. Even though physics, economics, and mathematics all end with an S, they are singular non-count nouns. For example,
physics is difficult.
Words related to nature and weather are often non-count, such as rain, wind, snow, lightning, fire, and air.
A few words can be used as count and non-count nouns, but the meaning changes a little bit. Let's look at the word glass. As a non-count noun, glass refers to the clear material used to make windows. For example,
the lamp was made of glass.
As a count noun, glass refers to a drinking container made of glass, as in,
could you bring me a glass of water?
The plural glasses has two meanings. It could refer to more than one drinking container.
Please wash the glasses.
Glasses could also refer to spectacles, a pair of lenses used to correct vision.
I have been wearing glasses since I was a teenager.
Coffee, along with other drinks, has a count and non-count meaning.
Coffee is grown in Colombia.
Refers to coffee as an agricultural product.
I'll have a coffee.
Refers to a single cup of coffee.
There are a few very important words that make it possible to count non-count nouns. Many food words are non-count nouns. But if you are cooking, you need to measure specific amounts of food. A recipe for cookies might call for
2 cups of sugar, 1/2 pound of butter, and 1 teaspoon of vanilla.
Pound, cup, and teaspoon are examples of measure words that you can use to make non-count nouns countable. One of the most useful of these measure words is piece. You cannot count information, but you can count a piece of information. Piece is a very useful word because it can be used with both count and non-count nouns. For example, you can have 2 pieces of pie or 3 pieces of information. Listen to this song by Paul Young. Some of these measure words have poetic qualities to them, such as a grain of sand, a speck of dust, a bolt of lightning, a flake of snow, and a breath of air.
Let's look at some common mistakes with non-count nouns. Traffic might seem like a count noun. After all, it refers to a lot of cars. But traffic is a non-count noun in English. Vocabulary, hardware, information, music, and advice are non-count nouns that English learners often confuse for count nouns. And let us not forget the most important non-count noun of all, grammar. You cannot count grammar, but you can count grammar rules. I'm Jill Robbins.
I'm Rick Heinemann.